أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله العظيم. Thus far we discussed that all the sovereignty of this world between the two blowings of the trumpet on the day of Qiyamah, always and forever, all the mulk, all the sovereignty, all the kingdom, all the domain, all of it is in the control, in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He has full ownership of it and He grants to whomsoever He desires in this material world. Now the very first word Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, Tabaraka alladhi, Tabaraka, we discussed one is the loftiness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when it refers to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Secondly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the source of all forms and all kinds of barakah. Now the question that may arise in our minds is how are we going to gain barakah, and actually what is barakah? All of us have general complaints with regards to there is no barakah in time, there is no barakah in our actions, there is no barakah in our homes, there is no barakah in our businesses, in our professions, our trade, our work, whatever it may be. This is a lifelong complaint that man has. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us, number one, understand, realize that all the domain, all the kingdom, all of it belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So if we want the barakah, then obviously we need to turn towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. First of all, we just need to understand one or two aspects with regards to barakah. Very simply put, it refers to something that is long lasting. A pond is also known as birka in Arabic. Something that when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala creates those dams, Allah Ta'ala creates those lakes and those ponds, then they are long lasting. It is not that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala places a dam, or Allah Ta'ala places a lake for a few days and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes it away. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues to sustain it. Obviously, sometimes our gunas, our sins, our disobedience, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala dries up those sources of water. But however, from there Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is showing us a camel that sits on its stomach. It sits for long periods of time. That is also derived from this word barakah. And hence, in this manner, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is showing us a very, very important lesson, that when we speak about barakah, it is something that is long lasting. Now when we look at the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that there are different forms of barakah. All of it in actual fact is one and the same thing. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the nations of the past, the people of Nuh alayhi salat wa salam, the people of Ad alayhi salat, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, and like that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the people of Shu'aib alayhi salat wa salam, the people of Musa alayhi salat wa salam. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the wrongs that they had done, and then the synopsis of all of it, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Usually, in the Quran, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about Iman, Allah speaks about Taqwa, the general theme of the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about its rewards in the hereafter. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about what we will get on the day of Qiyamah, what we will get in Jannah. But this is one of those ayat of the Quran, one of those verses of the Quran that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that if the people of the villages of the past, in other words, whether it was the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Thamud, the people of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Musa alayhi salam, whoever it may have been, had they brought two things, Amanu, they had brought perfect and complete Iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, wattaqaw, and they would have brought the quality of taqwa within themselves. Now with regards to iman, we all say that we have iman, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. A direct command, O you who have brought iman, bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what it actually refers to is that we need to reinforce our iman in Allah. We need to remind ourselves about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to believe and what we will call have yaqeen that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do, all of it is best for us. We need to have iman in the zat, in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the power, in the qudrat, in the majesty of Allah. And like here, Allah reminds us that all the dominion, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, a perfect and complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously then, iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Allah has promised us, that is 100% true. It is going to happen. Whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised us, it is 100%, it is going to happen. We are often reminded about the incident of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his biography, his seerah, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know he had lost his father before he was ushered into this world. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously was an orphan. And then the time had come when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to be breastfed, and when the women from the Banu Sa'd clan had come to Makkah Mukarramah, they had one thing in mind, that they would take the children of the wealthy so that they will be remunerated and they will be looked after. However, when it came to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was going to pay the price for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, on an animal that was ailing, an animal that was sick, she came into Makkah last, all the wealthy or the children of the wealthy were taken away, one Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was left, and one Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha was left. And then she takes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when she places Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on her lap, then she finds and we find and the world found that her whole taqdeer had changed. Everything had changed. That animal that was ailing became hale and hearty once again. That breast of hers that had no milk once again began to flow with milk. The lands in which her animals were grazing, those pastures became green and lush. The udders of those animals had become filled with milk. Others would send their animals to the pastures of Hazrat Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha. In short, everything had changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given her that barakah. So now we understand that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all barakah. We understand everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we need to learn to draw the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the one prescription that we are looking for the barakah. Let us turn towards Allah, let us reinforce, let us renew and rejuvenate our iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Simple ways to do it, the month of Ramadan, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us that there are four things that we should be doing. One of the four things in abundance we should be doing is the kalima la ilaha illallah, often repeat it, and at the same time understand that there is no power, there is no might, there is no force, there is no dominion but that of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.